This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're being told now that Disney World firefighters were told to stop feeding alligators months before the fatal attack on the 2-year-old boy. They say Florida firefighters working in a station close to the Walt Disney World pond where a 2-year-old boy was killed by an alligator were scolded for feeding the creatures a couple months before the attack. Several people have expressed concern of becoming alligator food. An employee for Disney's emergency services team wrote back in April in an email to a staff, adding that he requested firehouse leaders tell the firefighters to stop feeding the alligator. At least 3 April emails obtained from Florida Sun Sentinel newspaper claim that firefighters for the Reedy Creek Improvement District, the body that provides government services to Walt Disney World, were tossing food to the gators next to Fire Station 3. The firehouse sits just half a mile from Seven Seas Lagoon, where Little Lane Graves was killed by an alligator last month. Feeding gators causes them to lose their natural fear of humans and is therefore illegal in Florida. In April, Reedy Creek dispatcher Dan Lewis first reported the firefighters' risky feeding habits in an email to Claude Rogers, the communications captain for Reedy Creek Emergency Services. He explained that the gators living in the firehouse pond, hand-grown, unafraid of humans, and were lurking near where employees park their cars. They are coming out in the parking lot much more than others in the past, and we are the ones that have to walk in that parking lot every day and in the dark. Oh my gosh, how scary. You know, I'm in Las Vegas. I would never imagine. I mean, yeah, I'm scared of scorpions, and I'm scared of black widows, and every now and then we got a rattler. But I mean, to think that you could be attacked by an alligator. I mean, wow. He said they are not docile gators. They are mean and they are out looking for food because people are feeding them. It's getting uncomfortable. That's when Rogers sent a note then to firehouse staff. It was brought to our attention. Firefighters are feeding the alligators. This is illegal, he wrote. The parking lot alligator was troubling emergency dispatchers who also used the firehouse lot. As you can imagine, this is making the communicators nervous because they are fearful of walking to their car and their leg becoming dinner, he wrote to the firehouse staff. We have notified American Control to remove the alligator in the interim. Could you ask your crews to stop feeding the gator? So he followed up the email to the firehouse with a second note. And so, you know, we're just kind of following the email trail. They say several people have expressed concern of becoming alligator food because the alligator is seen out of the pond near the building, by the dumpster, and near the cars. The firefighters feeding the alligator only aggravates the situation. So they already passed this on. It sounds like the crew had been spoken to, other shifts, and then they said 2 months after the series of emails, here was Little Lane visiting Walt Disney World with his parents, and he was at the Seven Seas Lagoon, and he was pulled in by the alligator. The pond next to the fire station and this lagoon are close to each other but not connected by any waterway. So they say it's unlikely that the gator that, you know, traveled from the pond traveled to the lagoon since there are several roads separating the two. Because I know a big question was it the same alligator? It's an amazing conversation that I don't see. See the emails, like I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, so these are our meals, emails to each other. Okay, where's the best happy hour? I'm starving. I'm like, dude, it's only 11 a.m. You know, there's got to be a happy hour. One of the hotels must have something. Yeah, I think we'll go to Red Rock. Or we could go there. Yeah, there's some happy hours. All right, well, let's do that. It's hot. Oh, it is hot. How's your air conditioning? My air conditioning, man, we have it down to 72, and I'm still sweating. Man, it's hot. Oh, I gotta go. It's Pokemon Go time. Okay, so those are the emails we have in Las Vegas. Okay, we do not have, you know, fear of gators. And it's a real shame. And, I've stayed at Walt Disney World once, and I stayed in an area where there were lakes. Now, I thought the lakes, at the time, if I can remember correctly, were isolated lakes. I mean, nothing that would have any wildlife in them. But if apparently much of Walt Disney World is connected to waterways that are open, this is scary. And to lose a baby who was by the water. And a lot of people are saying the parents were idiots and they're blaming the parents. And stop for a second. I mean, if I remember correctly, the grounds, okay, around the hotel, there were some grounds that you were able to walk on and some that you weren't. The ones that you were able to walk on, you were able to go near the water. I mean, my kids, I let them go feed the ducks. I mean, this is what parents do. You let the kids go feed the ducks. The parents obviously wasn't letting the kid feed an alligator. But, kids exploring nature that, within a resort. You know, who would have thunk that there would be, that it was, open to wildlife unless it really was an area that was supposed to be off limits. And so it's a shame. And I pray for the parents, pray for that family. That was so tragic, and I couldn't imagine losing a baby. And it really scares the hell out of us because it shows how vulnerable our kids are. And it shows that, animals are still, we will be hunted. Animals will hunt us. That alligator was probably sitting there watching the kid. Saw that the kid was not looking, saw that the kid, and saw that he, but I don't even think the child was eaten. I think the child suffocated. I think he just grabbed the child and then realized it wasn't the type of food he wanted, and then, the child, unfortunately was stuck underwater. And, or maybe the child fought it enough, but by then he couldn't have, recuperated. It's so tragic. But, this reminds us that, we can't be unprepared. We can't be complacent. Okay. We need to be on guard. And, what are the animals? Remember I told you there was a study that came out saying cats want to kill us? Our cats would be, the first animals to kill us if it wasn't for their size. I come home and I look at my cats completely differently now, especially Shaky Boo. He sits there and stares at me. There's a looks like, oh, mommy's home. Yay, mommy, I love you. But then there's the stare like, if you weren't in my life would be so much better. And I'm like, but Shaky Boo, you need rub tummy. I think you need rub tummy. And then he really gives me a look like, I will kill you. But he can't because he's a baby boy. He's Shaky Boo. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have a rotting piece of pineapple in the studio, and I just stepped on it. So now my foot is going to smell of rotting pineapple. But that's okay. You know, it's better than other scents, so I'll take it. We got some breaking news here. Donald Trump has reportedly picked Indiana Governor Mike Pence, Republican, as his vice presidential running mate. Now, this decision was first reported by Roll Call. It was later confirmed by CBS News and the Indianapolis Star. Right now, messages left for Pence's representatives were not immediately returned, and the Trump campaign did not immediately respond to questions about Pence. Trump campaign is supposed to be making a formal announcement tomorrow in front of Trump Towers in Manhattan. So, you know, they're getting that ready. And, well, yeah, you know what? If I owned a business, I would have all my, you know, presidential releases there. I think that would be, imagine. Yeah, going in history books. Yeah, I don't know. If I owned a business, it would probably be a chocolate shop. Yeah. And I choose Michael Fassbender as my vice president. Ooh, I'm very sexy. I go, I know he's sexy. Anyway, so here, back to Governor Mike Pence. I knew something was up because when he went to the governor's house and you see the governor coming out of Trump's house, you could see he was beaming. So he looked like a happy boy. He looked pretty happy. So senior members of Trump team, however, tweeted that the mogul had not made a final decision, but they didn't deny the reports that Pence was being the pick either. They say a decision has not been made by Mr. Trump. He will be making a decision in the future. And I guess his tweet is the real Donald Trump VP selection. A decision will be made in the near future in the announcement at 11 a.m. tomorrow in New York. Now, Governor Mike touts himself as a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. He has deep ties, they say, with social and fiscal conservatives. Former congressman chaired the Conservative Republican Study Committee, once challenged John Boehner for House Minority Leader, routinely voted against his party from the right while in the House, battling No Child Left Behind and the George W. Bush-backed Medicare prescription drug expansion. He has also close connections to the Koch brothers. They say the, they're Trump critics, and have employed a number of his closest advisors to top positions. Ah, so then hopefully he could get the Libertarian vote by that. The decision allows Pence to escape a tough re-election fight. In just the nick of time, polls say he is unpopular in his home state of Indiana following a rough first term. I need to contact Governor Pence because we're doing Indiana Blood Donation Day. We're making blood. who cares about what's going on here with the VP thing? Okay, I am working on National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week, and we need to get Governor Pence to call Indiana Blood Donation Day. So we got a lot of work. So don't leave yet. Just get that proclamation out because we're trying to raise blood for the blood bank stores, which, by the way, if any of you guys could help us with that, hosting a drive, please go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Okay, so they say Pence is at a rocky time in office as governor. His embrace of, now this is being reported here by New York Daily News, religious freedom law drew strong national backlash from gay right advocates and threats of a boycott from the NCAA and other major organizations. They said he then sought to backtrack by signing changes to the law, leading to, issues or howls from social conservatives that he was abandoning them out of political convenience. See, this is why I would not be, in politics. I just want to please everybody. I want everybody happy. I want everybody getting along. I want this nonsense to stop, okay? Bad guys quit being bad guys, okay? And bad girls quit being bad girls. Just everybody, we're Americans. It frustrates me with, everything that's been happening. It's sad. All the relationships and all the progress we've made is just uncrumbling so quickly. We need a leader. We need a leader. I don't know who the best leader is going to be. He's also a former radio host. He calls himself the Rush Limbaugh, except on decaf. And they think he is going to mesh with Trump's freewheeling approach. Critics view Pence as wooden and slow on his feet, and his quote-unquote missteps on the religious freedom bill did him no favors in dispelling that image. It will be interesting to see how he'll handle questions when Trump makes his next controversial comments. See, people have bets on that. Yeah, I don't know what wagers are going on. Like, what is Trump going to say next? And to what group? Here's the thing. I don't know much about Governor Pence. Again, I haven't had a chance to work with him yet because I haven't officially started working on Indiana Blood Donation Day. Getting the Eastern Seaboard and the West Coast all organized has been very tricky. I figured the Midwest, everybody's so easy and so nice, that would be a piece of cake. So I really haven't, hammered through the Midwest. But I got to tell you, it's an interesting pick. A lot of us thought he would, pick somebody like Condoleezza Rice, a woman, a minority, very well versed, very well spoken, very well liked. Here it looks like we're having a city country sort of ticket. You know, so he got the city folks and then he's got the country, the rural, maybe with the Midwestern. I'm not sure. And so it's I don't know much about him. Now, the fact that he's a radio host, well, it can't be all that bad because we radio people, we're cool. All right, we are cool, and we're also eager to please. You know, but it's difficult. I mean, when it comes to politics, somebody like me would not do well in politics. I mean, I know I've been asked to run for president many times, and no joke, I have been asked. Not by anybody who would pretty much long-term support me, but people think a Dr. Dahlia in the White House would be pretty cool. That'd be I would like be bedazzling everything. And total disco balls in every room. We'd be like, stay alive, I mean, just so, you know, that 80s music, a lot of Def Leppard. Okay, so I would be very, very, a lot of hot pink, turquoise. So, I think a Dr. Dahlia presidency, wouldn't really be so bad. But, you know, when you're a politician, you gotta make hard decisions, and you gotta go one way or the other. Now you see, you could be a good leader and be political. And this is what I think we need for whoever's going to be our next president, okay? Unfortunately, the people that make it to the White House are politicians, all right? And they're very good at being politicians. So you really don't see, you know, a really adept doctor who understands healthcare policy. So then the person in the White House is somebody that can manage, you know, the healthcare crisis. Or you don't see, like, Eisenhower days, you know, lately, you know, a general. You know, with his military experience and strategy in the White House that can obviously manage us through, you know, something like ISIS and what we're dealing with, the war on terror. So we don't have that. The people that make it to the White House, you know, yeah, they may have a background in law, they may have a background in economics, a background in medicine, but they're not, they are career politicians. And when you're a politician, and understandably so, you need to learn to please the sides that are going to plummet you or project you into the next level. And it's a game, and you have to be very, very wily. It's a very exciting game, as we see with House of Cards. And you need to, Isn't it like Frogger where you have to, you know, basically, I don't know if you bounce on lily pads, I think you just cross the street, but you have to, sometimes you even have to take a little step back in your political career, and then you move forward in this direction. And we've seen people time and time again, look, Abraham Lincoln lost, I think, his first two elections to Congress. So we have, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on the history with that, but becoming a politician is an art. And rather than like George Washington, okay, George Washington led us to victory, so he gets to be president. Okay, it's not like that anymore. So like Captain Scully, I think he would be a great leader. You know, I understand he's a pilot. So why can't a pilot be president? You know, I think showing your skills, showing what you've been able to do, showing your poise, showing your professionalism, and showing your leadership prior in your life should allow you to, have an opportunity to become president. And so, you know, for me, I've had to lead in tough times, you know, running a code in an ER, you know, running a code in a medical office, managing, you know, I mean, you're managing a lot. I mean, you know, managing a country versus managing a medical office or an ER is, yeah, mind you, a little different. But I had to start losing friends, and I had to make the decision on what was best for that ER, what was best for that urgent care, what was best for that office. I lost friends. I kicked a couple people off. But you want to know what? Everybody got over it. We all grouped together and the patient was alive. So, I don't know. Maybe we do need a doctor, an ER doctor up there. Going, look, guys, we're going to triage. We're going to do this. I'm going to make a decision. Okay, it's going to be for the good for the people. Everybody's going to live. I don't want a dictator by any means, but we need a leader. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rebel. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait for this year's Las Vegas Rebels. Running Rebels. UNLV's running Rebels. See what they do. We've got exciting football, exciting basketball coming this year. I cannot wait. We got hockey. Hockey coming to Las Vegas. I mean, those of you guys that, you know, don't live in Las Vegas, please come out. You're so cool. We are just so cool. And by the way, I got to tell you, can I just say something? working on this, you know, National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day with American Red Cross and United Blood Services and all these blood banks, I've been, you know, working on the logos for each state. And I've had a chance to very deeply look at your state flags. I mean, I've seen Pennsylvania's flag and Maryland's flag and Illinois' flag and Oregon's flag before, but I got to tell you, your guys' flags are gorgeous. You know, I mean, you know, for those of you that live in some states where, it, I mean, you know, because there's meaning, all the states actually, I mean, you know, there's meaning to these flags, but wow. So, you know, I feel like I've connected with all of you because I've been working so long and hard on the logos with your flags, you know, like Rhode Island, you know, it's like an anchor with the stars and, you know, Maryland, it looks like, you know, it has the four different, oh my gosh, real gorgeous. I have a fascination with flags and, really good. So guys, you know, in addition to working with United Blood Services and blood banks all across the country, American Red Cross is very eager to get this going as well. They got blood banks everywhere: Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. Basically, you know, between United Blood Services, American Red Cross, and all the other blood banks out there, Texoma, Central Blood, Community Blood Centers, we have got you covered if you want to host a blood drive. We have got you covered. So please, let's get this on. Okay, if you want to pledge, okay, to donate blood, I'll take the pledge and we will help find you a place. We're going to be talking about a sleeves up campaign through American Red Cross, but, you know, any blood bank you want to work with, I want to help you. Well, this is some serious stuff. Okay, you know, our blood bank problem is serious. So please, 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 if you can, contact me and we will help you set up a blood drive. Shouldn't cost you any money. Okay, it doesn't cost a thing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So New York City law now requires tampons in public schools and jails. New York City is becoming the nation's first city to require free tampons and sanitary pads in public school, homeless shelters, and jails. Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio signed the measures Wednesday, and the city council approved them last month. You see, this is why I probably don't want to run for politics, because people will only remember my tampon legislation. I mean, you know, when I have to, you know, if I don't get anything done, because I'm so trying to please everybody, and everybody's arguing, and I'm trying to make a bill that makes everybody happy and, you know, hurt everybody together. Well, I got to tell you, man, if I could pull this National Blood Donation Week off, you know, with every, but here's the thing, your American Red Cross and your United Blood Services and your blood bank people, they're cool and easy to work with. It's not like legislature. So I can't compare the two. But the last thing I would want to do is run for office, which I'm not, and say, look, guys, I am the one that brought free tampons to you. Yay, Dr. Dolly and the free tampons. Ooh-wee. Okay. I thought they were always free, and I forgot they were 10 cents in the bathroom, and I'll tell you why they were 10 cents. Well, they were 10 cents back in the 80s. Schools, shelters, and jails already provide the supplies for free to some extent. Supporters say New York is pioneering by making the requirement law in a range of settings instead of a more changeable policy. Those include restrooms that serve 300,000 sixth grade and older schoolgirls, plus sixth grade. Yeah, I was in eighth grade, but girls are having periods earlier now. There's some girls fourth or fifth grades having their periods, so I would probably go down to the grade school and make sure that there's, you know, some there too. Anyway, shelters that house 23,000 women. The measures also add the force of law to jail standards on sanitary supplies. The supplies are expected to cost $2.5 million a year. The city budget is $82 billion. The jail provisions take effect immediately, the others in 6 months. Okay, see, I thought going to school that the reason why tampons were in that bent up, broken looking metal cabinet and nobody had a dime. I mean, I would maybe have a quarter in my pocket and I would have pennies. I really didn't have dimes. You know, they were too small to carry. And, you know, a lot of, you could do a lot with a quarter, you know, in the 80s still. So, you know, things were in quarters and video games and arcades, you'd play with a quarter. So nobody really carried dimes around that much, to be honest, but that's another story for a different time. So I always thought that beat up metal box where you had to put 10 cents in for a tampon, was because people would take the tampons and take the maxi pads and they would stick them to the wall or they would dump them in the toilet. or they would, soak them, get them all expanded and full, and then throw them up on the top of the ceiling of the bathroom. And so in schools, when you have tampons so and pads so easily accessible like that, then unfortunately somebody is going to get into the bathroom and they're going to play with them. And so to save the money, they had to, I remember having to pay to go to the bathroom. Was that Disneyland? I remember in the 70s as a kid, you had to go to the bathroom and I needed money to go to the bathroom. You needed to pay a dime or something to be able to go to the bathroom. Yeah, boy, that was tough. And if my mom didn't have money, go. Oh, all right. So anyway, I'm good for New York City. I think that should be there. Just I'm dying to know how they're going to keep the boys out of the girls' bathrooms and the girls like me who wanted to have fun, right? Making with sanitary products. 1-877 Doc Dolly. By the way, am I the only one that's a little nervous about a sixth grader using tampons? I don't think sixth graders should be using tampons. We don't talk about that a lot because a lot of you guys don't want to be hearing about, sanitary stuff, but it's always on my mind. And, so sixth grade, the 12-year-old girls, any girls that are just learning and just starting their cycle and learning how to manage it, I would really suggest pads because you need to have that sixth sense, that alarm telling you it's time to change it out. And if kids are distracted and they go to sleep, and they're using tampons, I can understand if they're on the swim team or if they're gymnasts, etc. But I would say for your early part of your period, just start with pads, okay? Yeah. And then when you get to my age, too. Long story. So these slender tampons, they don't work after you've had a couple kids. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Utah boy with autism, woohoo, wins world championship in Taekwondo. Salt Lake City, Utah boy with autism has defied stereotypes and fulfilled his dream of winning a world championship in martial arts. Ethan Feinschreiber, hold on, I got to get my reading glasses. When I need reading glasses to read news, Ethan Feinschreiber, 11 years old, was diagnosed with autism at age 3. 2 years later, his mom, Mara, encouraged him to start practicing a sport to make friends and get exercise, which is exactly what we recommend for kids with Asperger's or autism. They go into martial arts. I've been recommending that for years, and I'll tell you why. He chose karate, and he fell in love with it. Then he began doing taekwondo at the ATA Taekwondo School and participated in competitions. He had a knack for it, and his coaches suggested he started competing at the national level. After winning championships in the United States, Ethan set his sights on a world title. He began that mission 3 years ago. In early July, Ethan competed at the ATA World Championship in Little Rock, Arkansas, and achieved his goal. He's not even a teenager, but he has now ample time to compete for more world titles. Very exciting. Good kid. Gorgeous boy. See, years ago, my sister has a child with Asperger's. And she was talking to me about, I was talking to her about sports. And she's like, that's the thing. Kids with Asperger's are very clumsy, many of them. They don't do well in sports, so they never get picked for the team, and they seem to fall down the social ladder in school. And so we talked about how karate or taekwondo could be good. This way, if you're not picked on the team, it's a sport where it's you and yourself. It's not a team sport, even though, yes, you do form a team. And it teaches you balance. And she had suggested to me that that would be good for my patients. And so I have been talking, I've been recommending that for years because it teaches you discipline, it teaches you control, it teaches you balance, it gets you physically fit, and boy, does it give you confidence. So good for this kid. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got some sobering news here. They say heavy people may die up to 3 years early. Now, I'm surprised it was only 3 years. I would have thought that, you know, we would have been unfortunately told many more years than that. But 3 years early. They say too heavy may cost you your life. And scientists say overweight people die 1 year earlier than expected, and that moderately obese people die up to 3 years prematurely. Doctors have long waited that being overweight could lead to health complications like heart disease, stroke, cancer, and previous studies have already found that extra pounds could take years off your life, based mostly on data from Europe and North America. In this new study, the authors say is the largest ever such analysis. Researchers sifted through data for nearly 4 million non-smoking adults in 32 countries, published from 1970 to last year. So they compared the risk of death to people's BMI, which is the body mass index, calculated over height and weight. They defined a BMI from 18.5 to 25 as normal, 25 to 30 is overweight, 30 to 35 is moderately obese, and over 40 severely obese. A person who is 5'4" is considered obese at a weight of 174 pounds or more. Overweight people lose a year of their life on average, and moderately overweight people lose 3 years, according to Richard Pitou of Oxford University. He's one of the study authors. Now, a previous study found that being severely obese could cost as much as 8 years of life. The study also found that being obese is far more dangerous for men than women, and we're going to talk about that. You know, one thing though I just want to say is, some of you may be a little confused because about a year or two ago, there was a study saying heavier seniors do better health-wise than skinny seniors. That they found overweight seniors live longer than skinny seniors. So now that kind of blew my mind, but I was like, well, you know, wait a second. I have noticed a lot of my slender, you know, patients that had cancer, maybe that's why they were slender. And so maybe it was after the fact. Well, if you see an older person that's, you know, super skinny when they weren't, then maybe that's a sign of cancer. But you know what I found? You know, some of my, you know, patients that had just a little bit of, you know, chunk, did fairly well. And I was like, well, maybe there is something to that study. But a study such as this, to me, makes a lot more sense. They say the excess risk of premature death is about 3 times as big for a man who gets fat as for a woman who gets fat. Men tend to be higher risk for earlier death in general, and the risk worsens when obesity is added to the equation. According to the World Health Organization, 15% of women worldwide and 11% of men are obese. Overall, the World Health Organization estimates that more than 1 billion adults are overweight and another 600 million people are obese. Carrying too much weight is now second to smoking as the cause of premature death in North America and Europe. They say smoking causes about a quarter of all premature deaths, while being too heavy now causes 14 to 20% of such deaths. They say overweight men 50% more likely to die before the age of 70 than women. Now, they think the reason why this is happening is just because the liver fat and the insulin levels. So this team of Cambridge and Oxford researchers found that obviously being too fat is harmful, but more so for men than women. So in this article here, they're talking about that men are more affected by obesity than women as it causes major changes in their liver fat levels and insulin levels. This means that they are at far higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, liver disease, and heart conditions later in life. The study was published in The Lancet. So, you see, okay, so when you hear something like this, I always try to look back at evolutionary times, okay? All right, or caveman times. Okay, so in caveman times, okay, they really didn't live till their menopausal years, most of them, okay? So I think we could, kind of agree on that. So a woman needed to gain weight to protect that baby, okay? Obesity wasn't as much of a detriment to the female as it was to the male. The male was running and hunting. You know, the female, we're talking, you know, animal or in the animal kingdom or in caveman days, the female human, okay, she was supposed to breastfeed. She needed fat hormones to make estrogen to make milk. Now, I'm not saying somebody obese makes more milk than somebody who's not, but becoming heavier and not too skinny was an advantage. And remember, back then, it was very difficult to become overtly obese. There were no, you know, snacky cakes and soda pop and alcohol, etc. So for the most part, they were slim. But a sign of health was a sign of having some, you know, thicker, wider hips. Wider hips, meaning a little bit more fat, a little bit more estrogen. And so, which is very, very needed for, you know, the baby. If you notice nowadays, when we talk about cardiac risk factors, we say once a woman has reached menopausal, then they are just as likely to have a heart attack as a man. So if you're a female over 50 or a male over 40, those are counted as cardiac risks. But what about women under 50 having heart attacks? They do. I knew a woman who was 26 having heart attacks. Women can, but it's rare. Now, we're going to start seeing more women have heart attacks the younger they are because of obesity and because of the cholesterol and the crap that we're eating and the lack of exercise and the lack of sunlight. So there's going to be changes with that. But what's very, very interesting is, you know, the heart attack risk jumps after menopause. So the thought process was, okay, so estrogen is protective. Estrogen is protective. And so we need to then give women estrogen after they turn menopausal so it protects her heart. That was the thinking back in the late 90s. So I was rotating, and one of my family doctor rotations was doctor who was teaching me said, it's malpractice if you don't give estrogen. Okay, estrogen is what's saving these women from having heart attacks. They don't have a heart attack before menopause, but all of a sudden after menopause they have a heart attack, we need to give them estrogen. And I'm wondering if what actually needs to be studied is not that. What I think could be happening is evolutionary-wise, you need to be alive long enough till your offspring are able to take care of themselves. And I'm wondering if there is a stopwatch or if there is some mechanism on of how you do deal with your heart or your cholesterol levels when you're premenopausal than when to post. Like, for example, you see women all the time have low cholesterol, okay? And then you see a lot of men, you know, in their 20s and 30s, yeah, your cholesterol's already high. And they're like, but she eats the same thing I do. Well, because your body is in protective mode to keep you alive long enough to rear your children. Once you start to get to menopausal, your body assumes babies are already big enough or you're not making any more babies. Now those cholesterol levels don't seem to stay low anymore. They don't, you know, the blood pressure doesn't seem to stay low. And I see this all the time. I always had low cholesterol. I've always had low blood pressure. Now all of a sudden I'm in my 40s and my blood pressure is normal. Now my cholesterol isn't low, but normal. What's going on? And then am I going to later develop high cholesterol? So I think there's a protective mechanism that's going on in the body. And this protective mechanism is what keeps our women from having heart attacks. And once that protective mechanism goes away with menopause, it's not so much the estrogen, because we know estrogen can cause heart attacks. It's something else. And we're likening it to the estrogen because estrogen drops with menopause, but so do a lot of things. A lot of things change with menopause. So maybe what we need to do is figure out what that is. Maybe it is estrogen, but maybe it's not. So, very interesting. And, you know, I know many of you men are sitting there going, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, we were talking about men dying more than women. Why are we spending all this time talking about sanitary napkins and women? Okay, guys, listen, we feel bad for you, but it's the same story all the time. Men are at risk for heart. It's the same story. Okay, I got to talk about something different. Okay, we know guys are at risk. Keep your cholesterol down. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen.
For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.